Hey guys, Will Durst here to say welcome back from your summer respite. And yes, that includes the presidential candidates returning from their home districts with batteries and bank accounts recharged. And since the hot air dirigible, that is Donald Trump, has sucked all the oxygen out of the room like a warehouse full of vacuum cleaners the size of Idaho, you might be interested in how the other White House applicants spent their summer vacations. Commissioning a grueling series of fact-finding investigative reports involving rumors, bribes, and just making stuff up, we here at Durst Co. are proud to reveal the results in a segment we call How They Spent Their Summer Vacations. Chris Christie held a seminar on how to survive a scandal for which the United CEO, Jeff Smysak, paid a lot of money not to attend. John Kasich checked into a Swiss spa for a charisma implant, which, alas, didn't take. In an attempt to trump Trump, Scott Walker called for a wall to be built on the Canadian border as well as the Mexican. And he wants a force field erected around Wisconsin designed to repel Illinois tourists. Hillary Clinton scrubbed an email server on her back porch, then used it to prop up the lawn umbrella. Ben Carson spent his summer being seen reading the Bible. Marco Rubio held a series of mock debates on immigration with himself and actually came close to winning one. Gearing up for the big fall push, George Pataki, Rick Santorum, Jim Gilmore, Lindsey Graham, Rand Paul, and Bobby Jindal all took a three-month nap. Rick Perry went off his meds. Carly Fiorina binge-watched the entire first season of Madam Secretary. Ted Cruz developed 14 different scenarios to repeal Obamacare. Jeb Bush dived into three different genealogical websites trying to prove that he was adopted. Mike Huckabee embarked upon a controversial Hug a Christian Hypocrite tour, starting with a child molester, then moving on to a bigot. And finally, Bernie Sanders successfully changed his website address to heyyoukidsgetoffmylawn.com. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.